That's just telling you what I what it is.
I came here from Milwaukee in 1937.
So you've been here quite a while.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, do you have any suggestions to help me in what I'm doing? Any possible suggestions of what I might be? Am I on the right track? Do you think there's a possibility?
Well, I'm not so sure what track you're supposed to be on.
Well, just it's mainly just a description of early Decatur.
Yes.
At that, about that time, and stories that these people have told me.
Well, now I started living in Decatur in 37.
Yes, right. So.
Prior to that, I lived out of Mount Zion, where I grew up.
In the area.
In the area, or I lived in University of Wisconsin, where I took my bachelor's degree, or I was working on for 15 years on the Milwaukee newspapers.
I know you were. Where were you in 1914?
1914.
When were you born? Would you mind telling? Oh, you told me you were 92. So I can figure it out.
19.
Well, you were born in 1896?
Huh?
You were born in 1897.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the first week of 97.
Yes. You were 17 years old in 1914.
In 1914, I was...
Were you in high school?
I was 17 years old, yes.
Yeah, were you in high school?
Yes.
Mount Zion? Where did you go to high school?
University.
High school?
High school at Illinois State Normal University High.
Oh, I see, at Normal.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. So you know the period that they're talking about.
In yes, yes.
Okay. Now, you discuss many of these topics in your book, the topics that I'm going to use.
Oh.
You talked about a lot of them in your book. Now, one question I want to ask you: could I quote from your book if I give you if I give the reference and the recognition?
Could I quote from it? I see no reason why you shouldn't.
You would give me permission to quote from
yes.
from it,
mm-hmm.
But that's fine. Another question I would have: if you have any suggestions of people in town that I might interview. I've had some marvelous interviews. For example, do you know Richard Rogers? Richard Rogers. His father had a shoe store here, and of course it isn't in the family now, but he also worked at Lynn and Scruggs for quite a long time.
Well,
and then he worked at Sam Loeb's store before he died.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Rogers is a very, very interesting person.
Well,
and he told me a lot of stories
uh-huh.
about when he was growing up here and about that time.
Well,
he was excellent.
Hmm.
Judge Weber was a very good person to talk to.
And A.G. Third.
Yes, he was a boy when his grandfather was a friend of Milliken. And he told me a lot of information about how those businessmen had a hiking club.
Yes.
And they would go hiking every Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, they'd hike down the railroad track.
And also where the lake is now, before it was made into
a
lake.
Oh, yes.
And Mr. Haynes of Haynes and Essex, and a number of, and Mr. Staley,
yes,
and all those people, and they had this little boy go along with him, Judge Weber, when he was a boy, went with his grandfather.
Oh, yes.
So there are a lot of personal touches that are,
yes,
interesting.
Yes, I knew all three of the Webers.
Yes. Now, if you think of anybody else that might be a good source that I could talk to, you could tell me maybe when you... If you
well, a good source for when?
Anytime. I mean, I don't have a deadline.
Oh, I see.
I'll tell you the topics that I'm interested in, or that we thought we might do. We might first have a general view of Decatur in 1914. Based primarily on what Mr. Samuel said when he came to town, but also what other people have said. And then the streets. Now, you have a lot of material about the streets. Paving, about the old-time wooden blocks.
Yes.
About all, you. If you'll let me quote, I could get a lot of material from your book.
Okay.
And the streets in winter, for example, Mr. Rogers told me that the streetcars, which had just started to come in, had come in then, had brushes in front to push the snow off the tracks. And it helped clear the streets. Then everybody walked in the street in winter.
Oh.
Because the streets would be cleared. Oh. But they had those little horse-drawn wooden plows to plow the sidewalks, too, in some places. Do you remember those?
Horse-drawn cars?
A little wooden plow, a little small wooden plow drawn by a horse,
yes,
to clear a sidewalk of snow.
Yes.
The horse would go along the sidewalk and clear out the snow.
Oh.
The streets are one factor. And then all ways of transportation. Now, a lot of streetcars. And you told me you have a good deal in your book about the streetcars.
Yes.
And the interurban.
Yes.
And then the early automobiles that were just coming in.
Yes, they started coming in about 1920.
That's right, but there were some in 1914, in the early 1900s.
Yes, there were a few. First one here.
Seen that.
You haven't seen this?
No, but I'll get a copy.
Now, I'll just run through a little bit of this here. Most of these are scenes that are no longer here.
Oh, yes.
It's a pictorial history of the city.
Oh, great.
The city of Decatur only.
Where do you get those?
I have something for sale right here in this house.
I'd love to get one.
And, let's see here. Well, now here, for example, is 1915 picture.
Yeah. Right.
That's the old Maffitt Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Across the river, it crossed the river down here.
Right, uh-huh.
Where the road comes in from Mount Zion.
Very good.
And a fellow had a thrashing machine rig, and he sold it to somebody here in town. And he was driving it to Decatur to deliver it. And he drove it over the Maffitt Bridge. And it was so heavy it went through the ridge.
Oh.
And the old man who was from Bethany. And he was so badly scalded on the thing when it threw it into the water, that he died.
Oh, too bad.
1915.
Terrible.
Now here is, I think, oh yes, here. Again, there is a very old picture. Where Route 51 comes into town now. And now, believe it or not, that old covered bridge was used until 1913. Well, that was used until 1913. So that old covered bridge would have been there in 1914. Well, what a start to show you, wasn't it?
Automobile.
Here's our automobile and the first automobile here. And here's a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
With Hieronymus' son. Well,
he had six sons, didn't he?
Five or six, yes.
Well, that's interesting.
I read supported it.
A woman told me a marvelous story about him. He was when he in his first car, he was driving downtown Decatur. He saw a little boy waiting outside a store, just standing there. The boy had been told to wait there till his father came out of the store and finished shopping. Mr. Mueller decided it would be fun to take this little boy for a ride. He asked him to ride. The little boy wouldn't do it. He wanted to, but his father had told him to stay there. And Mr. Mueller was so impressed by the dedication of this little boy that he waited till the father came out and asked the father if he could take the boy. So they had their ride after all.
Well. Yeah. Well, now here, William Jennings Bryan came to Decatur in 1896 when he was campaigning for president. And in 1896, the only automobile in Decatur was owned by Hieronymus Mueller.
Yes.
Now, so they, Hieronymus got his youngest son, Oscar, to drive him down to the depot and meet Bryan and his wife at the station, and drive Bryan up to Central Park, where they had a platform for him to speak from. Well, here they are in Hieronymus Mueller's car, and the crowd was so heavy when he got up there that he couldn't get out of the car and speak. So he stood up in the car and spoke.
Oh, that's a marvelous story. That's a marvelous story.
Well, that's at this time there's only one car indicator, and it was Hieronymus Mueller's car.
Great.
And here you see is Bryan.
Yes.
Bryan and Brian's wife. And Hieronymus Mueller and Oscar Mueller.
Very good.
The boy.
Great.
I don't know who these other two guys are.
If you remember anything else about the old cars, the old automobiles? You remember anything else about the old automobiles?
No, I don't think I do.
Well, that's fine. And then,
you might find some things in there that you
want to talk about.
Huh?
I want to buy a copy of this.
Okay.
So I'll certainly, if I may use this too as a, and then of course give.
Yes, make any use of that you want to.
All right, fine. Well, then we talked, we wanted to have a part about entertainment, various types of entertainment.
Well, that was the days of the Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. Very good. And it was just, it was the movie.
Movie, uh-huh. Yes.
Was it really just a nickel?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Seems incredible.
I can't remember that detail, but I think that's the reason they call them Nickelodeons.
Yes, do you know, have you heard anything about the amusement parks here?
Yes.
You talked in your book about Dreamland.
Dreamland, yes, yeah. Dreamland Park. Yes.
And you talked quite a bit about the Opera House and the plays that came. The Opera House.
Yes, that was quite a... That opera house was operated by a family of...
Powers
family, yes. Yeah, the Powers family, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Decatur was fortunate to have a place like that.
Yes, that burned down and Powers rebuilt it,
yes.
And it burned down again.
I know, it's unfortunate. Did you hear anything more about the corn carnivals than you have in your book? The corn carnivals.
No, I don't think I know any more than I've got in there.
You didn't talk about the circus, but were there circuses in
churches?
The town?
Yes, I remember that my folks, father and mother, took me to hear Billy Sunday when he was there. Now there's a picture in there of the Billy Sunday place.
The Tabernacle.
Yes.
Do you know any more stories about it?
Well, I remember Billy that he walked up and down on the platform that he had up there, and took his yellows loose from his shoulder.
Oh.
He was quite a showman.
Yes, he was, I heard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was he in this big building they call the Tabernacle?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's in there. Maybe I can find that.
Well, I can. I'll look it up later.
Okay.
I'll look it up later. It'd be fine.
There's several things in there you can make use of, I think.
Sure, it'd be fine. Did you ever hear of an event called the Poor Man's Picnic?
Poor man's picnic?
Poor man's picnic.
The poor man's picnic?
Yeah, did you ever hear of an event that they call that? A woman told me about it, but she's the only person I've ever heard talk about it.
Poor man's picnic.
Poor man's picnic. They gave people who couldn't afford to go otherwise, especially children, they would give out tickets that they could redeem for a drink or a sandwich or something of that in the park.
I don't.
You never heard of it?
I don't think.
She's the only person I ever heard talk about it.
Well, no, I don't remember.
Did you ever hear of a Polish picnic?
What?
A Polish picnic.
Polish picnic? No, I'm not sure that they did. I may have, but I don't.
Mr. Rogers says there were a lot of Polish people in a certain section of Decatur.
Yes.
But he had never heard of it either. But this same woman talked about these picnics. But I had never heard anybody else talk about them. You do in your book talk about the two phones.
Couldn't
call people who weren't on that line.
Well, they could phone out to Mount Zion.
Yes.
George B. Spittler was his name.
Oh, in Mount Zion.
Not Mount Zion, mm-hmm. Yes. He had one of the phone systems.
Another section I thought we'd use is sports, about baseball and football and golf and stuff. And you have quite a bit in your book about the sports here. Of course, Mr. Staley started the big...
Yes, he did.
But...
This car hit me.
There was a woman, Jane Conklin Baring. Did you know who she was? She's no longer living.
No.
She was a golfer. She told me a funny story about her father wanting her to learn golf when she was 12 years old.
Oh.
And he got a pro to teach her.
Well,
and later she became president of the Illinois Women's Golfing Association.
Was that right?
So the lessons must have paid off. Well, those are some of the information I had about sports.
Uh-huh.
Judge Weber told me a lot about the courthouse, the old county courthouse, and Judge McCoy.
Yeah. Dad's estate when my dad died.
Oh.
And it was divided between five heirs.
Uh-oh.
And Judge McCoy had charge of
the division. He must have been a character.
Yes, he was.
Well, those are some of the things that we thought we might include. If you have any suggestions of people that I might talk to who would have some good stories, or if you yourself think of any more good stories like the ones you told me, I would appreciate your calling me.
Well, I've reached that advanced stage where...
I know.
I can't...
I know.
Concentrate like I want to on things.
I know how it is. That's marvelous that you've done as well as you have.
When you get to be 92, you...
Right. That's right.
Do a lot of slipping.
Oh, but you've done such a great deal in your... Well, you gave me some good...